now.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Swing Trading into Profits, 10 minutes a day. This is something that is very dear to me. I love swing trading. I love trading higher time frames, and I love the profits that can potentially trigger from swing trading. And of course, the one thing that I love most is that trading is a lot more reliable when you're trading on higher time frames. So I'm going to be presenting today how, and we're actually going to be a little bit educating today into swing trading. So my name is Anka Metcalf, and I'm the CEO and founder of TradeOutloud.com, which is a trading education firm that is specialized in educating individuals how to day trade and swing trade the futures and the equities markets. And in fact, any market in any market on the planet. I have been a professional independent trader for the last 18 years. So that means that I quit my job and I'm trading from home. And prior to becoming a professional independent trader, I come with 10 plus years in investment banking. I also run a swing trading service for stocks and ETFs since 2010. So yes, we've been running that service, and I have been running that service for 11 years. It's hard to believe that time flies so fast. And I also run a futures trading room since 2017. I also offer trading education for swing trading and day trading. And I specialize in high velocity moves, whether I'm day trading, swing trading, or even investing. And I'm the designer of an institutional proprietary trading system that I use for my trading, my stocks, my futures trading, that is based on 8 layers of price support resistance. It's also correlated with trigger times of price zones, chart synchronicity. And of course, it makes more sense for stock trading to synchronize your trading and to trade in sync with the market, and actually to try to select relative strength or relative weak stock depending on the market environment. All right, so before we begin, just a quick reminder that this webinar is for educational purpose only and should not be construed as investment advice. If you guys want to get a hold of us, you can reach us at tradeoutloud.com on our website to check out our services or education if you're interested. And also check out social media. I am on Twitter. I do post ideas, some of the ideas, free trading ideas, always before they happen and not after. So I'm not rooting for them after they happen. So always before. So if you go to twitter.com/tradeoutloud, you could actually follow me and get some really good timely trading ideas from it. And I do post a plethora of trading ideas, especially on Sunday night, Saturday and Sunday night, when I do a lot of research, I'm done with my scanning, and I pick my leaders and of course my laggers if I want to go short. We're also on Facebook, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you guys have any questions, if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at info@tradeoutloud.com. So here's our agenda for today. We're going to talk a little bit about swing trading. What is swing trading? But we're also going to tap into investing. So what is swing trading? What is investing? What are the differences and what are the similarities? The next question is going to be, is swing trading right for you? So I'm going to be answering this question. I know a lot of traders that cannot stomach, holding positions more than a day. So therefore, you're more geared towards day trading since you do not want to hold positions for a bit longer period of time. But if you do, swing trading is for you, but we're going to develop on that topic. The reason why I like swing trading and some of the advantages of swing trading, and how I spot opportunities in any market environment. And I'm pretty sure you guys have recognized right now that we're in a very tough market environment. Today, at the end of the day, we will go into the contract roll, into the futures. And this is going to impact the ETFs as well. So the Qs, the SPYs, NASDAQ, and Dow. And this is one of the reasons they're very choppy. This morning, we had the CPI data. Officially, inflation is declared. So we've had that inflation news come out, and we saw the market just propel higher. And then shortly after that, we had a 1 hour consecutive sell, based on which we rotated back into the queues and into the spies. So we're going to talk a little bit about that market and how you can trade within this very difficult trading environment, because this is not easy. The contract, contract roll week is difficult. Next week, we are going to have quadruple witching option expiration, and quadruple witching option expiration is very difficult to trade as well. Typically, you're going to notice a range bound market going into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You're probably going to see some big price fluctuation as you're going into Thursday and Friday, and then the price is going to settle on Friday. And let's get started. So swing trading is the easiest trading style to make money. And I'm not kidding you. Swing trading is the easiest style to make money. Why do you think that is? Because support levels that are developed on higher timeframes are much more sustainable than shorter timeframes. So you need to have a really big, a really great accuracy when you're day trading. So it requires you to have that attention to detail, which is going to be a lot more keener than you would for swing trading. But you need to know and you need to respect the rules of the game. So you need to respect your trading plan. You need to know how to trade in order to swing. So swing trading is basically the sweet spot between day trading and position trading. It was developed by traders, actually hedge funds, that did not want to hold investing positions for number of years, and they didn't want to day trade. So they developed the sweet spot. So they're holding positions from about 2 days to a couple of weeks. I have had swing trades, and based on upgrades, based on, for example, some news that came out, hit all my targets in 1 day. So basically I was in, out within a day. So there are exceptions to the rule. It generates high probability trades, and it offers the best chances for success. So the best reward for your investment. Swing trading positions will be held, like I said, from 2 days to a couple of weeks, and it focuses more on higher timeframes. I like to get my swing trades mostly from a correlation of the daily and the weekly charts. But in very strong uptrends where you see an asset that is not pulling back, you could definitely look at pullback opportunities that are coming into the 1 hour or the 4 hour timeframes. Position trading, this is investing. These are long-term trades, are usually held from a few months to a few years. And I do have long-term positions. I have NVIDIA. I keep on adding to NVIDIA over and over and over again. And yes, I'm adding into the price as it's going higher. My first trade, my first lot in NVIDIA, I actually captured it at, I think it was at $36. And it was back in 2016. And I keep on adding to that position. So positions, long-term trades are more into building wealth, more into retirement account. And these are carefree, stress-free type of trades. You don't have to, definitely you don't have to pay attention to earnings results. You don't have to pay attention to anything because you are trading off a really macro level. Any position that you take, whether it's a swing trading position or whether it is a day trading position, you have to focus on multi-timeframe analysis, because this is going to be key. This is going to be giving you the best chances for your trade success, because you need to have all the timeframes that are pointing in one direction. If you're having divergence between timeframes, then most likely the trend is going to alter. It's going to probably become choppier. It's also going to be heading probably towards a pullback. Swing trading and investing captures a portion of the swing from the swing low to the swing high. So it's not about capturing the low, even though we do have a methodology which allows you to be a bottom catcher, but not a bottom buyer. So you're not buying on a way down. You're waiting for the technicality of the trade to start showing some kind of rotational, let's say, pattern. And then you're going to be either adding to the trade or initiating a trade. But it's all about capturing the sweet spot. And the sweet spot is somewhere in between. So you're never going to catch the very bottom. You're never going to catch the very top. You're going to capture the meat of the swing. And it's all based 100% on technical analysis. My approach to trading is literally 99% technical analysis. And 1% 2% is fundamental. And that is because I do not trade ahead of earnings. I do not place trades ahead of earnings at least a week or a week and a half before earnings, because you don't have the time for the trade to work out. And then you're a lot of times stocks will likely base into earnings. Sometimes you're having runner ups, and sometimes you're having stocks that are selling off. So it's much more safer to engage into that specific trade after it reports earnings. A good example right now. So for example, I have Chewy. For me, Chewy is a long-term trade. I could care less where, well, obviously I would want earnings to be great, so I could see more profits into Chewy, right? Or I can see another leg in opportunity into Chewy. But Chewy for me is a really long-term hold. So it's not going to alter the fact that I'm trading on a higher time frame. I take the trades off quarterly charts, off even annual charts, or even, the smallest time frame would be monthly charts when I'm investing. But I'm looking at the bigger picture. So I'm not looking at the micro aspect of trading. So swing trading is not about capturing the entire trend, okay? It's all about finding the best possible entry opportunity and profiting from the stock's momentum, up move or down move through until that reversal occurs. So I have a little example here. So for example, let's say the price comes in, just like the spice did on a smaller time frame today, for example, on a 5 or a 15, right? So when you're swing trading, you want to use multi-time frame analysis so you can capture like really good add opportunities for your trades. And then yes, you can go on a zoom in opportunity all the way into a 15 minute or even a 5 minute to find that rotational point. So basically when we're talking about swing trading is into an ongoing trend, but swing trading can also mean that you're doing short squeezes on a weekly chart. You're doing extreme moves, fades. However, I try to stay away from fades, and especially when we're having a really tremendous trend, because these fades that can possibly occur can be really shortly lived. So I would much rather short something that is in a downtrend than something that is incredibly strong, especially on a long time frame, because there's a reason for that stock or for the ETF to be where it is. So swing trading is a simple strategy where you enter a trade when the price breaks above a pullback reversal pattern or breaks above a range. So you're either going to have a pullback pattern and you're going to have a buy pocket. You're going to have this rotational aspect of it. And you're not going to start getting in into the lows, but you're going to wait for a confirmation into the rotation. And that is going to confirm to you that the price may be ready for a continuation higher. And definitely in uptrends, technical analysis is very important. I like to initiate trades that are lining up with my minor support areas, because the likelihood, make a quick notation here on the chart. All right. So here, for example, here's another swing high, right? So if you draw a line, okay, when you're in an uptrend, so being in an uptrend, it means that when you look to the left-hand side of the chart, you need to have at least two higher highs and two higher lows. And once you identify those two higher highs and two higher lows, then you could say this: we're in an uptrend. And this is basically the shortcut for the Elliott waves. It's like Elliott waves super simplified, that 2+2, the ABCD, because once you have this structure, this could be the pullback. So on this pullback that is happening here, the next possible outcome is going to be that it is going to go higher. Okay. So it's going to go higher. So then again, you're going to see that your prior resistance high, if you draw a horizontal line, will become the predictive area where, if you miss the move, that's your opportunity to enter. Or if you want to add more to your trade, this will be the inflection point based on which the price is going to start going higher, because it's into an uptrend. So it's very easy to trade uptrends. When the market becomes a little shakier, and when the market is, for example, into a stress area, meaning into a resistance area, you're into all-time highs, or whether it's into a different kind of resistance, or even when it's into an extension, and that is a Fibonacci extension, you will find that the price is going to slow down, because those are institutional levels for targets. So the key is to know how to enter upswings or down and identifying the sweet spots, banking the profits. Oh yeah. Baking the profits. I love to bake profits in the summer. So banking the profits before the market turns around. We actually have, we have a webinar, baking profits. So, okay. In the summer. So it's actually baking, barbecuing profits in the summer. So, the elements of the trades that you need to absolutely respect are going to be the entry, the stop, the target, and share sizing. Share sizing is very important, and know how to adjust your share sizing depending on the market environment. So for example, now because we are trading into this contract roll, that will definitely affect the price acceleration or deceleration into the ETFs, the Qs, the SPYs, the Diamond and Russell. And next week, you have the quadruple witching option expiration, which is going to make trading a lot harder because market makers and specialists love to pin prices into the ETFs and stocks and into the futures indices. They love to pin them at or around whole number areas. So as I was running the trading room this morning for the futures market, I said, we're either going to go down to 4,200 and pretty much stay there or coil around that range because we have developed a range into that index, or we're going to run into 4,300. So watch this video. If you're seeing this live, David is going to have this video available. So watch it next week as we're going into next week, because you're either going to see it into the 4,200, and that is the index, the ETF, or you're going to see it into 4,300. And by the way, we do have a really good chance because we're about 50 points away. Well, less than 60 points away. All right. So, let me just regain my mouse here. So who's swing trading for? Okay. So number one, traders with busy lifestyle that want to manage their own long-term money or trading accounts. You're basically with swing trading, you're unchaining yourself from the computer. Okay. So you're unchaining yourself from the computer. Why? Because you do not need to watch every single tick in the market. You do not need. And in fact, if you're a day trader and if you're swing trading and investing, I highly recommend that you have three separate accounts for this. Because when you are going to day trade, you're ultimately going to be very influenced by the price action activity that is happening probably on the 1 minute chart or the 2 minute chart or the 5 minute chart or what have you. And that is going to put a print on your swing trading. So keep the accounts separate. And another rule that I love to apply into the market is that I never look at my positions into the first hour of trading. I never do, because it's the balancing hour. So you need to have that 1 hour high and low that is set up into the market before you take decision on where you're going to place your stop, if you're going to use a trail stop, or what have you. So it is for individuals that do not want to sit in front of the computer. So I use the weekend for my scanning because I scan for my clients. And other than that, I actually can say that I actually trade less than 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day would be an exaggeration because I set alerts. And if my alerts are not even triggered, then I don't even pull up a chart to look, because I know how the chart technical is like. It's also for part-time traders that do not want to sit, like I said, in front of the computer all day. And it's not an income producing style of trading. So you're not going to create the income. Income producing style of trading is only day trading, because you're in and out of the position within the same day. So if you're using, for example, a broker like TD Ameritrade, I use TD Ameritrade. And by the way, I have no affiliation with TD Ameritrade. I don't promote their stuff, but I'm using it. So I've been a TD Ameritrade member for as long as I can remember. And the reason why I like to select a robust broker is because I have access to my money. It's a very important factor for me. So this is one of the most important decisions for me. I do not want to wait, for example, 5 days or 10 days when they decide to send me a check. No, I want access to my money right away. So what that means is that with TD Ameritrade, I have a Visa card that I have access to. So if I'm going to have a day trade, for example, right now in Intel or in Pfizer or in Apple, and if I make profits, let's say I make $200 or $20,000, it really doesn't matter. I can pull the cash out that day. So I could go buy something anywhere. Okay. So that's very important. So please, when you select your broker, make sure that you have easy access to your cash. So swing trading is a wealth generation. And why is that a wealth generation? Because it is, you're going to sit in that position for about 2 days or 2 weeks or even more, depending on the market environment. If you have a stale market environment, like we've pretty much had within the past week and a half, odds are that you are going to be a little longer into those trades until these certain levels are going to get triggered into the market. So like I said, all you need is about an average of 10 minutes a day. And basically within these 10 minutes, all you're going to do is lift your stop or take partial profits, or you could do that in the morning. I actually like to set that in the morning because I'm very busy in the trading room. So when I am trading, I'm always taking partial profits into my target. So I set that once the market opens, boom, my orders are in already. So, and first of all, we love working from home, right? We do love working from home. And if you guys are still considering trading work, I don't know. For me, it's not work. So I consider myself totally retired because first of all, we love what we're doing. We're getting paid for our trading decisions, right? And we make our money work for us better than a professional would, right? Because let's not forget the fact that any hedge fund that is out there does not produce more than a maximum of about 8% per year. That's right. It's about 8% per year. Why? Well, because what they do is they get into a position, they analyze a lot of fundamentals. So they're about 50-50 technical and fundamental. And then they have a lot of time, right? So even your broker is getting paid not based on the performance of the stock. Your broker is getting paid based on your buys, based on your orders, okay? Based on your positions. He doesn't care. He or she doesn't care if your stock is going up or down. They don't care, okay? I care about my positions because I'm in, and I consider that because I run the stock swing trader program, I'm paid by performance. Because if my performance sucks, I would not have members into the program, right? So I have to deliver. So I am involved into the trading process. So how to select winning stocks? It takes a proven strategy to select winning trades or investments. The stocks need to be fundamentally sound for long or medium term trading. So the fundamentals need to be in line with the technicals. Buy stocks that are on sale. It takes the risk out of investing and creates that great ROI. So when to buy? When do we need to buy? Well, when certain events happen in the market, and we've had plenty of events happen in the market, these are seen as buying opportunities. Sharp pullbacks are usually really sharp drama pullbacks are usually the best way to go because they have a bounce back rate opportunity. If you're a day trader, for example, and if you looked at a chart pattern, for example, in crude oil today, crude oil had a major meltdown from about $70.40 to about $68.60 in 10 minutes. It was a 10-minute accelerated drop. Now, traders that know how to identify rotational patterns, they buy it because it is a huge trading opportunity, okay? It is a huge trading opportunity. So what are these events? Like I said, the 2000.com bubble, the 2008 financial crisis, these are long-term, right? What I gave you the example of crude oil is for a day trade, the 2020 pandemic. So do I need these events to get in all the time? No, you don't. Because if you have an asset that is into an uptrend, you can get in. Of course, if you're a swing trader, you have a retail trading account, and not a retirement account, you could actually short. So as the trend is changing, you could actually short some assets. If you see a relative weakness, for example, in a stock, you could actually short it. I mean, take a look what happened in FireEye, right? It was just lower. And you would think that cybersecurity should come first now, but take a look at FireEye. It's just getting hammered. FireEye may be a good buying opportunity in a couple of weeks. One of the other things that you need to be aware of is the technical location and where you buy, where you sell. Focus on companies that have thrived and survived over the years. This is one of the most important things. Companies, for example, and by the way, Disney right now is into a trigger point. So Disney is going the first leg up. It's going into the ABC. It's at the C. It's going to extend into a D point into the 180s. It's trading at 177 right now. Watch it tomorrow. You're going to see it into the 180. Okay. So there are a lot of elements that you can watch on the technical chart. So be diversified. That's one of the most important things. So for example, if you want to trade or if you see an uptrend going and you see, for example, the sector XLF that is pointing higher, for example, you're going to get an XLF. Don't overload yourself and say, hey, I'm going to buy Bank of America because it's in an uptrend. I'm going to buy JP Morgan because it's in an uptrend. I'm going to buy Morgan Stanley. I'm going to buy Goldman Sachs, et cetera. Don't do that. You need to be diversified. So you need to have a little bit of tech. You need to have a little bit of financial. You need to have a little bit of energy. So be balanced in your portfolio because you don't know when the sector rotation is going to hit and which index and which stock and which sector is going to be the runner up into the next week. Stay away from high risk industries like airlines, hotels, biotech. It's fine if you day trade them or if you take really short term swings or if you do some options trades because you have limited risk, unless you swing trade. So basically what we're looking into swing trading is to follow the institutional footprints. And we not only that we want to follow the institutional footprints, but we want to trade within the same footprint. So we don't want to go, you know, to the right or to the left. No, we want to maintain the trajectory and we have to follow the cycles. There are four cycles in the market. There's the cycle one, the initiation cycle, which is somewhere at the very bottom. We have another cycle that is the buy cycle that is literally anything, any pullback buy, you're going to start accumulating at different phases. And then there is a third cycle. The third cycle is into the high. If you're looking at any of the Qs, the SPYs, the Dow and Russell, you're going to notice that these ETFs are into the third cycle. The third cycle is very bullish. So within the third cycle, you can expect breakouts because it's a continuation. Objects in motion, Sir Isaac Newton said, objects in motion tend to remain in motion. So if you're having, for example, a powerful stage two, a cycle two, which is acceleration higher, which is the buy stage, and it's topping, right? You're not going to expect a pullback, right, into an ongoing trend, or you can expect a shallow pullback, which would mean another buy opportunity or another add opportunity to your trade, but you can expect a breakout. So you're going to have a continuation of that stage two. Not many traders mentioned this. For them, the cycle is very easy. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty much like this, where this is stage one, this is stage two, the buy stage, this is stage three. This is stage three, which can be a range or a topping sign. See, this is the problem with a lot of traders, because if they see a range right into resistance or forming resistance on its own, they ultimately think that they're going to run into a cycle four, which is a sell zone, but it's not true. And then you're going back into cycle one. The reality is that once you're in a power, and if the trends are going like this higher, okay, and if you're reaching the sideways, a plateau here into the third cycle, into the all-time highs, right, just like the SPYs or the Qs, the next move is going to be two. You're not going to see this in a lot of charts and in technical analysis. They talk about one, two, three, boom, back down. Okay. So this is one of the reasons why many traders are stopping out, and because they start shorting really prematurely when there's no reason to short. Institutional buying creates follow through. And this is one of the reasons why we must follow the volume. Volume has to be really strong. Institutional buying occurs during strong uptrends on technical pullbacks that are considered being areas of accumulation. The buy zones provide clear, buyable points. Now, when you want to invest or whether you want to swing trade, these are the type of stock that you need to look for. Number one, you have the growth stocks. So usually in new or fast growing industries and have the potential to give shareholders greater returns. However, they are the most volatile class of stocks and may be just as likely to go down in price. Then you have value stocks. These are companies with growth potential that are currently selling at a low price relative to their intrinsic value. It can take time for their true value to be reflected by their price. Then we have income stocks, generally not expected to appreciate greatly in share price, but typically pay steady dividends. These are one of my favorites. Love the dividends. I actually have a scanner that is set for dividend stocks. I have a watch list that are high dividend stocks. Utilities are an example of companies that have historically been considered income oriented, because here's the beauty about investing. For example, you're invested in, I don't know, stock ABC, right? So if the stock ABC even is moving lower, right? Even if it's downtrending, guess what? At the end of the quarter, bam, there's your dividend. You're going to create a lot of dividend and you want that. But imagine if the stock is making money for you, you're collecting profits into resistance areas. When for example, the stock is pulling back, you're, you know, at that inflection rotational point, you're going to get back in, you're adding more in, and plus you're having dividend as well. So you're tripling your money. You have blue chip stocks, which stocks of large, well-known companies with good reputations and strong records of profit growth. They are considered safe investments as they generally generate dividends as well. So it's all about dividend. So you can see that the lighter shade of blue, it's all about dividend. And of course, there are penny stocks. I try to stay away from penny stocks as much as I can. I don't think my portfolio has seen penny stocks. Maybe I take 2 to 3 trades a year that are into that bracket. But these are inexpensive stocks. And by the way, if you're picking up a stock, for example, into a penny stock that is trading, let's say, at 50 cents, hypothetically, your risk is going to be obviously to zero, right? To zero, because you're going to position size for the 50 cents. So I usually, when I see these kind of stocks, I like to pretty much have half the risk in them. So I'm not using my whole entire risk level. So their price action is erratic. Volume is going to oscillate. Their low prices nets a small loss in exchange for potential for an explosive growth. And there have been some explosive growth in some of them. I mean, if you look at the cannabis sector. So how to select winning stocks? So when it comes to trading, no one has the crystal ball. It just takes about 95% technical and about 5% fundamental if you want to pay attention fundamental. And this ratio is the standard. I, for example, mentioned it earlier, I'm 99% technical and only 1% fundamental. So what is the Trade Out Loud strategy criteria all about? Because if you go to our website, if you click on services, and if you go to our Stock Swing Trader, you have access to our portfolio and you're going to see what kind of returns we're generating. And these returns are generated with a structured approach. So first of all, you have a good history of earnings. And I look at the earnings season, is that within that 1%? And I have 3 years in mind. So I want to make sure that for the last 3 years, it has been around. I'm not a big fan of IPOs, even though I do hold some IPOs right now that are long-term in my portfolio. But I think it's a really solid plan to take a look at least 3 years back and take a look at their performance. I always trade really sound companies. I don't get into companies that I've never heard about. And you need to evaluate the last three quarter earnings. And usually you want to see the stock that has beat expectations. And I enter the trades after they post the results. So I take a look at the technical pattern. And if I have a technical pattern, I get in, for example, the next day or the next week or the next month, depending on the trading, depending on the trading environment. And I buy companies that have really good earnings and sales. So not only expectations, but good earnings and sales. Yeah. Also look for companies that make a splash. So what does that mean? Have a new product, have a new service, you know, have had a new launch, something, has a new subscription, has launched a new subscription. So you need some kind of splash, something that is going to come out with a splash, like Apple does. Technical charts, I always trade with the trend, always. I don't go against the trend, especially when swing trading. In day trading, I may, but in swing trading, I don't. Not unless, you know, there's a really good short squeeze opportunity there. And, you know, it's something so fantastic that I cannot stand the thought of not taking it. I like to look for a volume increase at least 2 days prior to my trigger. I like to look at spikes of volume because that is showing me that institutions are legging in. I like to trade ranges because these ranges can be explosive, especially if they are lining up into the highs of the day, into all-time highs. For example, like the SPYs, like mini S&P, et cetera. And by the way, you can swing trade commodities, you could swing trade agricultural products. I mean, you would have made a fortune if you would have traded lumber and if you have been an investor in lumber, and it had a lot of signs of pullbacks. So positioning within the sector and index, what does this mean? When you trade, you have to make sure that your watch list and everything that you're trading should be in leader or a laggard, relative strength or relative weakness category. And you have to pick the strength for the momentum higher and the weakness for the maximum momentum lower. What does that mean? Translation. All right. So for example, you're looking at, you want to trade, for example, Google. You're looking at the queues. And if the queues are strong compared to the SPYs, compared to the Dow, because you always have to put all these ETFs into a leader laggard category. And if the queues are stronger than the SPYs, then it would make more sense to dive into tech stocks, for example, let's say like Google or Nvidia, et cetera. And you want to make sure that once you see that you have, let's say, the queues that are stronger, you want to go into a sector within NASDAQ that is outperforming NASDAQ, that's outperforming the queues. Because when you select that sector based on momentum, and that splash of momentum will inject more money into that sector and ultimately into the leading stock within the sector. So I select the leading stock within the leading sector within the leading index. Okay. So that's how you scan for the biggest movers, whether to the upside or the downside, because you can short as well. And you want to have that institutional participation. Why do you need the institutional participation? First of all, don't be stubborn when you're trading. Institutional participation accounts for 85% of the market volume. Institutions also mean algorithmic trading that is happening on a micro level. So it's happening on a day trading level. So that is going to fuel the price action that is going to trigger higher. It's going to trigger several resistance areas. And then ultimately, you're going to get higher price action that is going to participate. You're going to have these longer term triggers that are going to happen, and you're going to find yourself that you're going to have these massive trades. I also like to take a look at block trades and dark pools, as they are showing a little, they are signs of confirmation of my price action. All right, so let's take a look at some stocks here. In fact, we could just fast forward through these. You know, these are some of the examples of some stocks that we have been into. I'm sure this is GME. I'm pretty sure some of you guys may have traded GME. You can see we've had it at $53. I exited at $180. This was one of my best trades ever, okay, in my portfolio in a short amount of time. It happened in a very, very short amount of time. I think it was like in 2 days or something like that. It was just unbelievable. Then, like I said, you can take trades off the hourly charts. You can take trades off the 4-hour charts, aggressive swings, longer term swings, etc. For example, here on DraftKings, we had a return of 17%. So you're seeing that all of these returns are a little bit above average. Okay. So here are some other ideas. If we have enough time, we're going to go through some charts, some live charts, so I can show you some. For example, now we're in Cisco. Cisco is running like wild. It's just going higher. Obviously, we have the queues that are higher as well. And honestly, the queues, the trade in the queues, let me see if I can bring the chart real quick here. Okay, here's Cisco. And I'm going to go to the weekly here. So I'm going to show you Cisco. First of all, it's a very, very strong stock. I see Cisco very higher, very high. I see Cisco in the next 2 to 3 years into the $90 to $100. I have been a buyer in Cisco for many, many years ago. And 2016 was actually one of the years, was the year when I have initiated some big moves that actually have triggered some very big news, very big moves for me. And I have been in Cisco since it was at $30. And I have added during the pandemic. I didn't add in March, but I did add in November of last year again in Cisco. So I'm holding it, and the ad was above $36. And it now it's trading almost at $55, had a high of $54.94. So you want to see a structure. You want to see the price move up. You want to see a lower. You want to see a higher low. And then you want to see the price stabilize once it's to the upside above the moving averages. You want to see it trade into the clear. So this is basically what you want to see. And put that into correlation with the queues. For example, into the queues here, you can see these are the all-time highs. The pattern is very strong. So it makes a lot of sense to trade, for example, a market, a NASDAQ stock. So when to enter the trade, focus on the cycle, the buy, the sell, the short, or the pullback, and select the optimum entry that will generate the best reward. Entries are very important. These are early points within a potential leading stocks consolidation or reversal from a correctional pattern. A buy pocket or a buy setup is a continuation of a buy point. So let me show you a buy point, for example, here. So a buy point is a pullback into a technical level and a rotation. So if you see here a pullback of 1, 2, 3, for example, into the 20 SMA and a rotational pattern, this would be your entry candle right here. Okay. And then the swing carries it higher and then it pulls back again. You can see that it's anchored into the 20 SMA, has not violated this prior low. So that means that you can add more to the trade into this area as well, this becoming the entry again. And there it goes higher. You can see here another rotational point. This is your entry. This becomes your trail stop. And that's how you do a swing. You trail it onto a daily or onto a weekly, depending on your preference, you could do a shorter timeframes as well. All right. So best 10 best growing stocks for 2021. That should always be on your watch list. Definitely Amazon. I would add here as well. I will add Home Depot to the list. I will add IBM to the list. I will add 3M to the list. So there are a lot more that made my list into the end of the year. But Amazon, Facebook, Google, FVRR, Work, Microsoft, ATVI, very strong. All right. So just a quick idea for those of you that are very new and do not know what a dividend is and what that can do for your portfolio. So even if you have a position, for example, in IBM and you're negative on the position, you're still going to be earning $1.63 every quarter per share. So I always correlate my entry. So like I said, I have a list of stocks that are high in dividends. And I love to focus on those stocks because I know I'm making money on the pattern and I'm getting rewarded as well for my work on the dividend aspect as well. So you can see here, Home Depot has $1.50, CM, $1.46, 3M, $1.47, UPS, $1, BMO, $1, et cetera. So evidence indicates that day trading too actively can be a major drag on performance over time, because a lot of traders begin with day trading, and when they see how whippy it is because of the algorithmic trading, and they don't perform as well because it requires so much more knowledge than in swing trading, they ultimately go back into they go into swing trading. So according to different studies, short-term traders generally achieve lower returns than swing traders and active investors. So the traders that only want to look for stock picks will always be part of the 90% that fail and lose money, because you really have to understand the trading process. You really, your ultimate goal is to become a self-sufficient trader and, you know, do your own picks. So you must dive much deeper in order to succeed. And the biggest component is understanding the trades and generating the confidence to have successful trades. So learn how it's done. The skill will last you a lifetime. Don't rely 100% on a service. Use the service as your scanner, but customize it. We do have a lot of traders into our Stock Swing Trader that are doing their own trades. So I scan, I put up a list of stocks. Sometimes the list of stocks with entries and stops and targets, et cetera, was about 30 stocks in a week. Sometimes there are only three. Sometimes there are only four. Sometimes there's only one. Because it depends on the market environment. And they run with that list. They customize it. They create options based on it. They create all sorts of trades based on it. They, you know, whether if they have been in that name already in that stock or ETF, they're adding to it. So you customize it. You know exactly, because you have confidence. You're not trading blindly. It's a recession-proof skill. So I think it's really important, especially in the environment that we are now, that you need to know how to generate money for yourself. You need to know how to generate an income, how to provide for your family. I think it's very important. The other thing is that, yes, you can trade from home, which is fantastic, and you can make money while other individuals are just watching for stimulus checks or unemployment, okay? So there are 10 ways to generate income in swing trading in 2021. Let the chart do the talking and guide you through the trade. And be very patient. You don't jump in trades. Make sure that you have an accurate entry. You have an accurate location where, for example, if you're swing trading, you're going to be using stops, and stops are a little bit more delicate in swing trading because you have to make sure that you allocate a little bit of room. So you have to evaluate the area. You have to pay attention to technicals. It's technicals, 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 because remember, 85% of the volume is executed by institutions. Patience to wait for the pattern and risk level. Select the proper time frame for each trade and do the multi-time frame analysis. So in my course, I do provide the platform layout that you need to use for your swing trading, because it's very important that when you analyze, you need to look at certain charts and you need to look at certain charts at the same time in order to have a really good bias on it. Don't overthink. There's no such thing as thinking and trading. No. In fact, trading, if you think in trading, you're either going to miss the trade, overanalyze the trade, or something's going to happen. Trading is visual. The trade is either there or it's not. There's no thinking. It's not, oh, let me think about this. Do you think I'm going to enter Apple? I don't know at what price. Oh, let me think about it. No, it's either there or it's not. So you have to become a really good technical analyst. You have to become a chartist. You have to know how to chart. You have to know, you know, how to use your platform, how to use your indicators, and what indicators you need to use in order to have those really high above average returns. You got to keep it super simple and fun, because trading is fun. Trading is not fun for you right now, I know why. You're overpositioned. Try to do quarter size, try to do half the size, and you're going to bring the fun back into trading. Look for relative strength, relative weakness, and go with the trend. Going with the trend is very important. And don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn. Don't say, huh, I'm going to hang on. I'm going to hang on to this trade just because, you know, I'm down and I really want to be up. So don't be very stubborn. Cut your losses. Take another trade if you don't know how to work the trade out, or if you don't have any more capital that you can allocate. So here's my game plan, zooming out to the bigger time frame, to the bigger technical image, focus on trends, which is very important. Like to trade runner-ups into earnings. Do not hold swings into earnings. You could do options, you could do lottos. Zoom in onto your technical time frame, where the pattern is forming, based on which you're going to have the entry, the stop, and the targets. Don't overthink. Again, don't overthink. Establish trading parameters. Have a precise trailing plan in place. You need to know exactly what your game plan is going to be when you achieve target one. What are you going to do with your stop? What are you going to do when the price is going to achieve target two? So you have to have a management plan in place. Remember, no thinking. Assess the odds, obviously, the risk, position size, over position sizing. You're going to have a lot of pressure. You're going to mismanage. It's going to be a disaster. Always go down in size and scale into targets always. Rules, environment, evaluate the environment, whether it's a high risk environment or a low risk environment. If seasonality is very important, but seasonality of the stock, right? Seasonality is in terms of calendar, but the season as well, right? The season is very important. So where are we trading right now? It's the end of the quarter. Next week, we're going to have quadruple reaching option expiration. What does this mean? Well, I'm not going to push the pedal to the metal because I know that price is more likely to be remain range bound, right? Because that's the characteristic of option expiration and usually quadruple reaching option expiration. What is another thing? Well, the week after that, guess what? We're going to have the end of the month, the end of the quarter. What does that bring? Window dressing. So you need to know how to adapt your trading based on these phenomena. And you have, don't take anything by chance. Everything is really well calculated. Use limit orders. I use limit orders all the time. I never use market orders. Don't get out of a good trade. Let the market take you out. That means trail. Just because you hit target doesn't mean like, whew, I'm going to exit. When you do that, you're oversized and you're not doing anything. You're not doing something right. You have to use multi-time frames and your multi-time frames need to be in sync. Some trading rules, trade stocks that have really good volume. I don't trade stocks that are, and that is valid for common stocks, not for options. I don't trade stocks that trade below 1.5 million shares a day. Trade stocks that have really good patterns. They have, a history of beating earnings. Ideally, stocks need to be trading above the 20 and the 50 SMA. And these are all technicals. You need like sharp pivots, for example, have an increased risk of failure, then rounded bottoms and consolidations, etc. So what differentiates a successful trader from a successful trader is actually the education, the skill, how you manage risk, and how accountable you are. So if you want to turn 10 minutes a day into a 5, 6, 7 figure trading account size, you need to make sure that you have the education, then you fund the account, you have a trading plan, and then a position size to your risk. Make sure that you're very careful into selecting what you trade and be diversified. And if you have the desire to make money, I'm really happy to work with you. And if you want to change the pattern you're in right now, I could definitely work with you on that. So we can teach you how to trade. We can teach you the whole system because I always tell traders, hey, it's not about a strategy. It's not about psychology. It's not about where to put the stop. It's not about, it's a whole system. You have to know everything and how to apply everything at the same time. And that's the big challenge that most of the traders have. In fact, 95% of the traders have. You need to be super focused and we will teach you how to be focused. We will teach you how to scan. We'll teach you how to develop a skill set and develop healthy trading habits, and we're willing to mentor you on your trading journey. So how do you achieve these results? Well, you have to learn an institutional grade trading system for the retail trader that can take and pick up you from student phase to pro trader phase. So we teach a class, it's called the Wealth Generation Swing Trading and Active Investing course that will teach you from A to Z. You're going to learn how to take the trades at the same time with the institutions. So you're going to have the blast off into these trades. Learn how to identify pressure points that institutions are looking at. Learn to identify precise entries and risk to the penny. Trade literally like a hedge fund. We have this class that is upcoming. You're going to learn a lot of things like how to scan, technical analysis. We have a full chapter of technical analysis. You won't need another technical analysis book ever again. And by the way, the Qs and the SPYs are just breaking higher, NASDAQ and S&P 500. You're going to learn how to position size. You're going to learn entries. You're going to learn stops, trading psychology, how to maximize the gains, how to use indicators and what indicators to use so you don't overcrowd your charts. You need to see price action because price action is king. You're going to learn how to trade literally stress-free. And most of all, I'm going to teach you how to trade damage control. So if you're down in a stock, you're down in whatever you're trading, I'm going to teach you how to get back up there. So it's definitely a course for part-time trading. generating full-time results. Wealth generation is awesome. And trading, swing trading is absolutely awesome. So the upcoming class, it's a 5-day online course that is coming up in, that is coming up July 12th through the 16th. It's a 5-day course. And I'm offering, just because today is my birthday, I'm offering a super special bonus. We have never offered this ever before. But if you sign up for the course and there's a deadline by the end of this week, that's the early bird. So tomorrow is going to be the last day. So if you sign up, you will actually have 1 year membership, to the Stock Swing Trader. And, if you want to find out more about what we teach in the course, you could, actually go to our website and you can find, or you can shoot us an email. More than happy to talk to you. If you want to call me, just, send me an email with your phone number. I can call you back. These classes, are only 4 times a year, and they're not by accident 4 times a year, because this is when earnings season starts, right? So if you want to start trading earnings season, the most powerful, powerful, let's say, fundamental aspect of trading that is going to start kicking in high gear in July, we do have the class scheduled for July. These are some of the things that we teach. This doesn't even scratch the surface, the tip of what we teach in the course. And if you're interested in our performance, we have the Stock Swing Trader program. And if you click on here, you're going to be blown away, as all the traders in my program are. And we're very happy with the results. I mean, take a look at January, and this is 500%. And by the way, guys, the way we calculate this is from the entry price to the exit price, the percentages. I mean, take a look at the percentages, take a look at February. Oops, I don't have the result in February. I'll have to do that. Okay. You have the March. I don't know why I do have that. Okay. Wow. It's not here. I don't know. There's something really weird happening. Okay. So you can see May as well. So we do have a lot of open positions still from May, but you can see definitely the results that we have. And by the way, this 100%, it means that the trade is not closed. So you can see here, Cisco, we got it at $52.25. Here it is right now. Oops, where'd the chart go? All right, here's Cisco. Just to give you an example, trading right now, $54.89. So really easy trading. So if you guys are interested, birthday special today, you get 1 year free membership to the Stock Swing Trader. So this deal is going to go away. Like I said, it's going to go away fast. It's going to go away tomorrow. Poof, gone. All right. This is it, guys, for today. Thank you so much. And if you have any additional questions, feel free to email me at info@tradeoutloud.com. More than happy to work with you.